Hello there. It's the best of the Chris Plant Show, and you might have immediately noticed, you sharp-eared eagle eyes, that I am not Chris Plant. Nay, I am but the producer of the Chris Plant Show, the executive producer, Michael Piercy, and I'm here to guide you through the year 2021 in audio. That's right. You know, every year around this time, we gather around the hearth, and I play a bunch of audio sound bites, and we look back at the year that was. And one big thing this year was an evolution, a chant that started as FJB and became LGB. You know, FJB to Let's Go Brandon. Let's look back at its roots, if you will. You remember this all started at college football games. It started very organically, just some people chanting F Joe Biden. Just in college football games, it started off, and we would just start.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
Every Monday, Chris and I would come in, and we'd have this new group.
Joe Biden!
Sometimes we'd clap and claps.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
You know, from Auburn University.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
Or from Mississippi State. From Alabama. From Texas A&M. And people would also hold up signs saying the same. And around 9/11, on September 11th, Biden was speaking in Shanksville, and he made it clear for the first time that it was getting to him. He was talking about, you know, what would the dead think holding up a sign saying F Joe Biden?
I'm thinking of, you know, what are the people who died? What would they be thinking? They think this makes sense for us to be in this kind of thing with you. Ride down the street and someone has a sign saying F so-and-so, or...
And when you let someone know you're getting under their skin, they're just going to do it more. Now we're going to a Mets game, Yankees Mets game.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
And it was going up everywhere. It was going up. This one's still going. And it was going in like Notre Dame.
Joe Biden!
I think you're kind of getting the idea here. The same thing over and over. But it was going on. It was this organic thing that was just coming up. Here's another one from Penn State Villanova.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
And at one game, an FJB chant started, and a woman said it was racist.
Joe Biden!
Racist!
How is that racist at all?
Are you fucking kidding me?
It sucks! Yeah, we're all racist.
We're all racist. We're racist. We're racist. We're racist.
Yeah, how is it racist to say F Joe Biden? Because, you know, Biden's white. I don't know if maybe people didn't notice that. And, you know, here's the North Carolina Troy game.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
I realize this is somewhat repetitive, but it's also a little chicken soup. You know, is it just me?
Joe Biden!
And over and over and over. And then, of course, it happened at the NASCAR event, NBC Sports talking to Brandon Brown. And this was the moment when we had a shift from FJB.
Thank you to all of our partners. Oh, my God. Such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. You told me you were going to kind of hang back those stages and just watch and learn what you learned that helped you there in those closing laps.
Oh, my. It was learning how mine didn't stay to one, and everything shifted top to bottom so much.
So either, you know, whether the young lady from NBC Sports was trying to cover for the chance of F. Joe Biden, or whether as Chris Plant says, she, you know, knew it was happening and just had to make a little joke to cover the thing that was going out over the air and kind of try to make something out of it. She ended up doing something else. She ended up changing the cry, giving people sort of a code, a little thing that, like, you know, you can wink and nod at each other. Let's go, Brandon. You're not saying anything the kids can't hear. You're not saying anything in front of Grandma that she'd wash her mouth out with soap. But you're winking and nodding. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. You can look someone in the eye. You hold the door for someone. We had a caller, so they hold the door and they say, hey, let's go, Brandon. And you know what it means. And they know what it means. They'll laugh or maybe give you a high five. Or if they have no idea what you mean, yeah, let's go, Brandon. But that was where it started. That one little NASCAR event turned F Joe Biden into Let's Go, Brandon. And it seems like a day later, Fox News was at a diner, you know, doing man on the street type stuff. And there was a fella who had an interesting note to say.
Hey, I watch Fox News because it's America. It's my America. It's a real station telling the real truth every day. And by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Okay, all right.
The big college football fan. What are you going to do?
The big college football fan, what you going to do? And it was taking off. And then in Brooklyn, people were marching against mask mandates and saying it.
Go, Brandon!
Let's 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 go, Brandon!
Let's-
and, of course, the media is very upset. They don't want you to have a code they don't know. They don't like you having an inside joke, especially one that's mean to the guy they love. And they love him. Maggie Haberman on CNN, very upset about Let's Go Brandon.
You explained it very well, what Let's Go Brandon means. But it's just a mask that says F Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. That's what it's doing. And that's from a U.S. congressman on the House floor.
Yes. It's a huge breach of a norm that you would, I don't even know how to describe this as a norm, because this is just something that I never would have even imagined somebody was going to be doing, was wearing a mask with that message. But again, the goal is all about agitating. The goal is all about getting people upset. That's the point.
See, it's just agitating. It's about getting people upset. And people did say it on the House floor. There was someone who wore a mask that had it written on there on the House floor. And you know, at a rally, even Donald Trump brought up Let's Go Brandon. Yeah, somewhat amusing.
Does anybody know what happened? Don't say it.
He starts chanting it.
I still haven't figured out, was that young, attractive female reporter, was she trying to cover up or was she being nice? Did she not understand what was happening? She works for NBC, so it's about 94% sure that she knew exactly what she was doing. Anyway, well, Brandon's become a big star. Nobody ever heard of this guy. Now he's one of the biggest stars. Brandon. Nobody ever heard of him. Brandon's a star. But I still like the first phrase better somehow. It's more accurate.
That's such a Trump phrase. I like the first phrase better. It's more accurate. That F Joe Biden is more accurate than Let's Go Brandon. Yeah, I like the first phrase. It's more accurate. It says what I want to say. You know, and the other day, Nancy Pelosi was having this event, promoting infrastructure in San Francisco. And even she got an enthusiast.
Member of the state legislature. This is it. So, in any case.
That guy had a good woo. And, you know, hire that guy to go to parties and just say woo. And, of course, you can get your Let's Go Brandon shirts, hats, and mugs at the Chris Plant store. You know, I don't get any money from it, but, why not? We got a lot more good stuff coming up. We got the Border Patrol. We've got a call from a secret guest. And per Hillary Clinton. Don't go anywhere. It's the best of the Chris Plant Show, the 2021 audio year in review.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hello there, everyone. Welcome back to the Best of the Chris Plant Show. I'm Michael Piercy, the executive producer of the Chris Plant Show. Sometimes you hear me on the radio, sometimes you hear Chris say my name, and sometimes you just get a whiff that something's off in the studio. And that's me! Welcome back. It's our 2021 audio year in review. We look back at all our favorite sound bites and stories of the last year, and we go over them. It's a walk down memory lane. It's nostalgia. Doesn't everyone love nostalgia? And so in this segment, we're talking about one of the big lies of 2021. The left likes to talk about the big lie. You remember when the Border Patrol was whipping them Haitian immigrants? Except that then they weren't? Remember, let's let Joy Reid and Ilhan Omar talk about it.
Should we be looking at the budget of Department of Homeland Security? Because I was not aware that people had that kind of equipment on them that they could use on humans.
The fact that we are dealing with mainly black migrants and black immigrants and asylum seekers at our border in this kind of way really speaks to the kind of racism, systematic racism, that is embedded in that department.
Oh, of course, the Border Patrol is racist because the people they tend to round up are the people coming into the country who tend to not be, you know, white. And also Haitian migrants crossing the border. I don't remember the land bridge from Haiti. Chris Plant often talked about that. But you remember this story. There were horseback Border Patrol members on horseback, and they have the long reins for their horses. And in this one picture, there was never video, it was one picture, it kind of looked like they were hitting them with the reins. But of course, that was just the lie of photography. But it didn't matter because the lie made its way around the world before the Democrats could put their pants on.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible.
Horrible.
And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it.
And just to help Kamala feel better, they weren't treated that way.
The whole point is that we have to understand Haiti.
Haiti?
I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy that has been about natural disasters. And we really have to do a lot more to recognize that as a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have.
And that has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, of course. Ayanna Pressley, very upset about this. Haitians getting whipped by the Border Patrol, which, of course, did not happen.
Haitian lives are black lives. And if we truly believe that black lives matter, then we must reverse course.
Okay. Again, none of this. Okay. Ayanna Pressley has more to say.
Congress must do the work of investigating and ensuring accountability of the egregious and white supremacist behavior of Border Patrol agents in Del Rio, Texas.
Now, again, the egregious and white supremacist behavior, I guess, was riding horses. And these people all believed a deceptive photograph. And of course, Maxine Waters, you guys all remember, she had some real crazy stuff to say about this.
What the hell are we doing here?
What?
What we witness takes us back hundreds of years.
What we didn't witness.
What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery.
Worse.
Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people.
It was worse than slavery. Worse than slavery. Cowboys with their reins whipping black people. Again, didn't happen, but it doesn't matter. Maxine Waters is, she's PO'd.
I'm pissed. I'm unhappy, and I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys.
cowboys.
Who were running down Haitians and using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration. We are following the Trump policy. He is the one that does not follow the Constitution and would not allow those seeking refuge to be able to petition to get into the country.
And none of this is worth anything, but she's PO'd at these cowboys. It's worse than slavery. And this was one we played a lot of earlier this year because Maxine has an important question.
I want to know, in the first place, who's paying these cowboys to do this work? They've got to be gotten rid of. They've gotten to be stopped. It cannot go on.
Who is paying these cowboys? Let me look through my notes here. Here it is. You are. I am. It's their government employees, their border patrol. You're paying these cowboys, Madam Genius. And, of course, Al Sharpton went down to the border and everything was terrible. Here's a guy from the Border Patrol saying, hey, they're just doing what they're supposed to be doing. And by the way, slavery?
The Border Patrol agents were down there doing exactly what they were trained to do, and to use those horses to either deter people from crossing the border or to apprehend people who've crossed the border. So to suggest that what they were doing is even remotely related to slavery, it's offensive to everyone.
Absolutely. That's John Anfinson, the president of the Border Patrol Council. Incredibly offensive. And Kamala Harris went on The View to say that it's like slavery.
Human beings should not be treated that way. And as we all know, it also evoked images of some of the worst moments of our history, where that kind of behavior has been used against the indigenous people of our country, has been used against African-Americans during times of slavery.
So it, you know, makes you think of slavery and African-Americans and Native Americans because, you know, people have high reins. And even Joe Biden, you remember, he said people were getting strapped out there.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
So even the president is out there talking about people getting strapped by Border Patrol, which, of course, it wasn't happening, didn't happen. And so eventually, in the middle of all the fire, the guy who took the picture, photographer named Paul Ratje, R-A-T-J-E, he came out and was like, oh, by the way, they weren't hitting anyone with the reins.
Some of the Haitian men started running, trying to go around the horses. And that's kind of when the whole thing happened. I didn't ever see him with anybody. With the thing, he was swinging it, but I didn't see him actually take, you know, whip someone with it. You know, so that's something that can be easily misconstrued when you're looking at the picture.
Oh, you mean when you're just looking at the picture, it can be misconstrued that the Border Patrol are hitting the people with the reins and not. You're the one who misconstrued it. And so then a reporter asked Jen Psaki, it's like, hey, the photographer says he didn't hit anyone with the reins. Does that change the administration's thoughts on things?
I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior or something that should be accepted within our administration. There's an investigation that's ongoing. We'll let that play out. But our reaction to the photos has not changed.
So even though the reporter says they didn't hit anyone, she's like, well, the picture's bad. The reporter just said the picture doesn't tell the story and can be misconstrued. And the administration's response was, eh, who cares? And then the story just kind of went away. But I'm still mad about it. Kia, stick around. There's a lot more of the best of the Chris Plant Show to come. Coming up, we've got a visit from a special guest and some more fun with poor Hillary Clinton. So stick around. There's a lot more of the best of the Chris Plant Show straight ahead.
Horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
The Rolling
Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Best of the Chris Plant Show. I'm Michael Piercy, taking you through the first few days of the post-Christmas malaise. You're looking back at all the best of the year of audio and fun stuff. And now, as a special treat, I'm joined by a guest, the former producer of the show, Victoria Glakis, who I'm talking to from home. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm sure most people don't know because you're not on the radio anymore. You just had a little baby.
I did. It's been quite a year. I moved, I got married, and I popped out a little one, a little girl.
You see, I was there for the wedding, but not for the other ones. But it was a lovely ceremony.
Well, very few people were there for the popping out of the baby.
Well, that's probably the way to do it.
Yeah.
But you, I needed you for this segment because you have the best laugh of anyone I know.
Oh.
And so earlier this year, I didn't want to tell you because I already was thinking ahead to this earlier in the year. Chris Plant Googled himself and stumbled upon this website where, you know, like Chinese robots write bios about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to read to you what this Chinese website thinks about Chris Plant. So here we begin, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree. Chris Plant is among those leading TV talk show hosts in WMAL radio in Washington, D.C., that may likewise be viewed about the Westwood One community. So far, so good?
Yeah, okay.
He's a TV talk show host on the radio. It's totally normal.
Yeah, that's normal.
Apart as a result, he appears as a guest about Fox News Channel, along with the station Fox Small Business. Then there's a quote. There's just a, I don't know if it's an end quote or a beginning quote. That's just there by itself. He had been correlated with CNN, at which she was employed as a writer, producer, writer, along with mission editor before linking WMAL radio.
So all of a sudden, Chris became trans.
To the mission desk he functioned inside his 7 decades from CNN. So he was at CNN for 70 years. Then he linked WMAL radio into Pentagon ago.
To CNN.
Into Pentagon ago, he changed after decades at the standing of Pentagon manufacturer.
What?
Yeah, you know. He caught the occasion to function as manufacturer for security accompanied. Together with work and his devotion, he got the possibility to function as Army events manufacturer.
An Army events manufacturer?
We're learning so much about Chris. Throughout his tenure at CNN, he grabbed the occasion to traveling such as Saudi Arabia, Africa, and Vietnam.
So Africa, Saudi Arabia, and Vietnam are all occasions?
Yeah, he grabbed the occasion. You know, don't seize the day, grab the occasion. Employed at exhibits, Chris has to have gained a huge quantity of cash due to his net worth. He also receives a more wage of $74,650.
I'm so confused.
I think that's the idea.
That his net worth is $74,000?
I guess. And then this next part in bold, Chris Plant's most useful? Question mark. And I've been wondering what his most useful is myself.
Yeah, me
Nicely,
too.
Chris wants to keep up a low-key profile, seeing his things.
Seeing his what?
His things.
I don't want to see Chris's thing.
In a way, his wed life is an issue of fascination, one of his or her fans.
And now this is losing me. It speaks like gibberish. Like, I feel like I had a stroke when you're speaking to me now.
Inside my own claim, he's maybe, perhaps, not tied up to some women, and rumors of how his own union have emerged nonetheless.
Ooh, wait. Oh, wait, now they're getting his best girl involved?
That's right. Actually, she's in the next sentence, sort of. Chris Plant relishes minutes using his very best lady.
Ooh.
He relishes
minutes best lady.
With his very best lady. Thank you.
His very best lady. Yeah, he just started saying very best lady.
On August 2017, he published a film using a female in his Facebook account. And because his woman, the female, was lent by him at the caption, it gave rise getting wed into this lady.
I'm so confused by this.
However,
is he talking
since
about when
he's
they got
never
married,
spilled
but
the beans on
married.
The problem, the individuality of his own wife and also his life remain like a puzzle to be solved.
I'm very curious who wrote this. You said it's just like a Chinese robot.
Yeah, it's a Chinese robot. It just writes weird stuff. And
oh
then
my God.
Now we're going to move on to the real. Now, this next part, Chris might have written himself. You'll see in a second.
Okay.
Chris Plant is a handsome hunk with dashing good looks, eye-striking charisma, sharp personality, and considerable height.
Look, Chris is all of the things. I will not disagree with the Chinese robot, but it is funny that the Chinese robot went into such detail about that.
At 59, he has still maintained his youthful glow, sculpted physique, and sex appeal that he had when he first embarked into the industry.
This is radio. How do they know about Chris's sex appeal?
He is an absolute gentleman with terrific good looks and smart personality. But what amazes the audience about Chris is his youthful visage and charm that never seems to fade away anytime soon.
Mm. That's true. Chris is youthful. I honestly think that, like, okay, I'm 25, and I think that Chris has more energy than I do.
I'm
like,
40,
when I would work there, he'd be like, he'd be like, my best girl and I went out, and, we went out last night, and, we stood out till, like, 2 in the morning, and I'm like, I was in bed at 9.
We hiked all around the entirety of Washington, D.C., drank 25 beers, and then jumped out of an airplane. Oh, I was on the couch.
Yeah.
And then
came and did a show.
Yeah, of course, which I'm not, It's indeed impractical for the audience to believe on how the 59 years old talk show host stays looking so fit and in an incredible shape after all these years of stress and hassle in work.
I mean, that's true. It is a very stressful job. And I feel like Chris handles it very well.
But there's more. As evergreen and fit as ever, Chris looks impeccably handsome with mannish appearance, some serious looks, eye-catching ripped physique, and attractiveness.
Okay, this Chinese robot is, like, in love with Chris Plant.
The Chinese robot's a little horny.
Yeah, I'm going to say that the Chinese robot, I think, just wants to get into Chris Plant's pants.
His plant pants?
That's it.
Chris Plant's pants. Intellectual, smart, and modish, Plant has a fine knowledge of fashion and trend-setting style statement. Whether it's on-screen or off, Chris, without a doubt, stays in his best, looking quite fashionable and stylish.
Again, this is radio. Like, we all came in T-shirts. I'm pretty sure, like, we came in our pajamas at one point.
You did. I know that you did. I don't know if I did. I have this work ethic, and I'm very professional.
I mean, especially during COVID, when it was just like no one was in the building. But for sure. Stumble out of bed, whatever, in the kitchen, like 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, just straight to work in my PJs.
Are you saying that you poured yourself a cup of ambition?
I did. I did pour myself a cup.
You know, because that's from 9 to 5.
It is.
That's the only part I know
of
that song.
Great song and a great movie.
Absolutely.
Chris
Plant, 59, has maintained a secret private life. Therefore, it is still ambiguous if the talk show host is yet married or not. He had, however, sparked the rumors of having a romantic affair in mid-2017 after being spotted with a mystery girl whom he identified as his best girl.
Ooh, yes, the mystery girl.
Plant is relatively inexplicable and restrained when it comes to his personal life. Despite being under the surveillance of media and paparazzi 24/7, the guy hasn't once discussed his private life and relationship publicly, keeping the audience in mystery.
All the paparazzi.
He is constantly.
All the paparazzi.
All the paparazzi. Says here that he is one of the most recognized faces of broadcast journalists.
I believe that. I believe Chris has a very recognizable face.
I mean, it is, he's in radio, but people recognize him everywhere he goes.
That's true.
But what about that? What about this Chinese robot,
My consensus, I feel like I don't know what that word means, but I'm just going to use it. my consensus of the Chinese robot is that the Chinese robot wants to get with Chris Plant and or wants to be Chris Plant, which means that the Chinese want to be Chris Plant.
Consensus.
Consensus. A general agreement.
Okay. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
Consensus.
But my conclusion of this Chinese robot is that this Chinese robot wants to get with Chris Plant. And who knows? Maybe this is not even a Chinese robot. Maybe this is just a person.
Oh.
And maybe this person just wants to get with Chris Plant. And or maybe this person is just Chris Plant.
You think it's Mike the Lib?
Or Mike the Lib wrote it. It was definitely somebody that has a little bit of brain damage because half the time I didn't know what it was saying. Honestly, it was mostly compliments. So the Chinese robots favor Chris Plant, which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing for Chris.
Well, Victoria, thank you for joining us on the Best of the Chris Plant Show. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, thank you. I did. It was my baby's first Christmas.
Baby's first Christmas. Is little Amelia Bedelia there? Can I see what she thinks about this?
Yes, I can come and see baby Amelia. She was crying for a second. I think it's because she wanted to speak her turn.
I just think it was my
voice.
She
has a baba in her mouth.
That's a bottle for Amelia, non-parents.
Amelia, what do you want to say?
That's going out nationally, baby. I might have to bleep
that.
Did
you hear it?
I did. I might have to bleep it. That's a rough stuff, man.
Oh, you did hear it.
You have foul mouth baby.
Amelia, you're going to be on the radio.
Well, Victoria,
thank you very much for joining.
Merry Christmas. Say hello to the whole nation.
I will. Merry Christmas, whole nation, and Merry Christmas to you, Michael Piercy.
And we miss you here at the Chris Plant Show.
And everyone else at the Chris Plant Show. A Merry Christmas to Jeff Wolf, who will be most likely running this board. and Merry Christmas to you all. And Amelia says Merry Christmas, too.
All right. And to you and yours, because I told Giles he couldn't be on the radio. But, Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us on the Best of the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Gobble, gobble. Wait, no, that's Thanksgiving. Everyone has ham, right, on Christmas? Oink.
Okay, oink. Bye. I don't want to think about the ham oinking.
Well, you know, everyone's ham is going to oink this year.
That sounds like a threat.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
I remember when Hillary Clinton was running for president and she came out to a black church and starting using some tired vernacular, supposedly mimicking us. I don't feel no ways tired. And I'm thinking, is this how you speak to us as black people? Have you lost your mind? Are you crazy? But see, this is what they do. And the fact that they're coming to our churches, they don't go to the white churches and do this. They come to the black churches and do this.
And that was Winsome Sears talking about Hillary Clinton doing her I don't feel no ways tired. Welcome back to the Best of the Chris Plant Show. Michael Piercy here, taking you back through some of our favorite soundbites of the year. And just recently, poor Hillary Clinton, in a desperate attempt to stay relevant, sat down with Willie Geist and talked about losing the 2016 election.
I'm going to face one of my most public defeats head on by sharing with you the speech I had hoped to deliver if I had won the 2016 election.
It's just one of her biggest defeats. She's had so many big defeats, but this is one of the big ones.
So this was supposed to be the victory speech that I would have delivered on election night in New York on November the 8th of 2016. I've never shared this with anybody. I've never read it out loud.
You know, she's gone back to it multiple times. She's never read it out loud. So you remember she was supposed to be at the Javits Center in New York. There was going to be a big fake glass ceiling that was going to break and pieces of glass were going to fall down on the crowd and kill them all. That was the big thing, you know, was the Javits Center. And so she read on this Willie Geist and in this online thing, she read her speech and talked about, you know, how hard it was. And so then with Willie Geist, she sat down and read the speech. And of course, you know, she was thinking about her mother and she started crying and she got very emotional.
I think about my mother every day. I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
We added a little laugh track there. I'll admit we were cheeky. But she didn't grow up to be the president of the United States, obviously. And, you know, in that Willie Geist thing, she did admit another amusing thing. You know, she never wrote a concession speech ahead of time. She wrote this victory speech, never wrote a concession.
So I didn't, as you know, write a concession speech, because even though we had a lot of bumps those last 10 days, I still thought, you know, we could pull it out.
Yeah, insert your Bill Clinton joke here. As Chris Plant said, stolen directly from my brain. And Willie Geist is like, you know, it seems like you're crying.
I know people who've known you for a long time and say they've never seen that level of public emotion from you.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah, you've never shown human emotion before. Well, that's probably true. And, you know, they were discussing it there on Morning Joe, and Claire McCaskill watching Hillary cry, she was crying herself.
It's very emotional to watch her. I mean, I couldn't help but get choked up.
Couldn't help but get choked up. And then Joe is, you know, he's indignant.
It's just so extraordinarily moving. I find it hard to believe that anyone could find criticism and cynically attack someone, again, exposing themselves, their soul, the way Secretary Clinton did there.
Boy, we've got, you know, we thought we could pull it out and exposing themselves emotionally.
Hillary Clinton is, oh, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there in a way that surprised you. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
And there's a lot more to come of the Best of the Chris Plant Show. So much more audio yet to go through. So much more me. It's the Best of the Chris Plant Show. It's our 2021 audio year in review.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.